10-0486.
That's me as well.
Busy boy today.
I'm working on trying to get Middlesex to adopt the beaches and dunes ordinance. So. Ms. Gary is requesting authorization to remove two deteriorated groins and construct two new low-profile timber groins extending 48 feet channel to mean high water adjacent to their property situated along the Rappahannock River. Project requires both subaqueous and coastal primary sand dunes and beaches permits. Again, projects along the Rappahannock River, the lower portion of Middlesex County. Shoreline faces north, has long northerly fetches. Rappahannock River out here. For reference and location, this is Sturgeon Creek, this is Hunting Creek, this is Broad Creek. Property is approximately 120 feet wide with a sandy beach contained within an established groin field, channelward of the timber bulkhead. Bank landward of the bulkhead is high and steep. There are numerous groins upstream and downstream of the property. Groins on the Gary property and many of the neighboring properties were installed by the original subdivision developer in the early 1970s, and they appear to have been successful at maintaining a beach along this section of shoreline. Mr. Gary is seeking authorization to replace the two groins on his property. The deteriorated groins are to be removed, and the new groins are proposed to be constructed in the same footprint utilizing a low-profile design. This was a vicinity map included with the application. Plan view drawing. Cross-sectional drawing. This was revised at staff's recommendation to be a low profile. Again, channelward end at low water and extending landward with a 10-to-1 slope. Ground shot of the upstream groin. You can see it's a deteriorated condition, but it is trapping sand out to where it starts to fall apart. The construction of the groins will impact approximately 108 square feet of jurisdictional beach and subaqueous bottom. Again, Middlesex not yet adopted the ordinance. This is the downstream groin, again, from the top of the bank. In their report dated June 9th, them states that by design, groins interrupt the transport of sand to downdrift properties, leading to potential increased erosion to those downdrift properties. They note, however, that replacing groins within an established and stable groin field on sandy shorelines is acceptable. To minimize the potential impacts, they recommend the groins be constructed utilizing a low-profile design, and they recommend the groin cell be nourished with clean sand. No other state agencies have commented on the proposed modification. No comments were received in response to the public notice, and neither adjoining property owners indicated they had any objection to the project. This is looking downstream from about the top of their bulkhead. You can see several groins on the neighboring properties. We might be seeing those here soon, too. They're in pretty bad shape. It appears to staff that groins along this reach of shoreline have been generally successful in maintaining a beach between the high bluff of the Rappahannock and the Rappahannock River. We believe replacement of these groins is reasonable and warranted. Based on staff's recommendation to the permitting agent, the groins were recently revised to utilize a low-profile design. We generally recommend nourishing groin cells to minimize impacts to downdrift properties, but we recognize in this instance access to the shoreline is limited due to the high steep bank landward of the beach. During our site visit conducted last month, we did note that the groin cells on the adjacent downdrift property appeared to be full of sand. Accordingly, even without nourishment, impacts on the adjacent downdrift properties should be minimal. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all the factors contained in Section 28.2.14.210b, actually, that's 1403, sorry, and 28.2.1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed. be happy to answer any questions.
Any commission member have any questions? Thank you. Is there anyone here who, the applicant here, or anyone representative, anyone here opposed to the project? Matters before the commission.
Move to take staff recommendation.
Second by Mr. Robbins. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Abstain.